Hey guys, just a quick note. As some or all of you know, I am Ukrainian-American. I was born and raised in Ukraine. And so in my business sense and my hard attempt to support freedom and to stand with Ukraine, my company, U2Shine, has launched a line of products where 100% of the profit goes to buy much needed supplies for Ukrainian people and then ship them without overhead, without any cost, all run by volunteers who are close clients and friends on both here in US to acquire supplies and then in Ukraine. With that, if you would like to participate in this effort, please go to store.u2shine.com, and that is store.u2shine.com. With every product that you buy, the profit from that product goes 100% to support Ukraine. Please wear the gear with pride and share the word. Thank you so much, and much love to you as you stand for freedom, as you stand for peace, and as you stand with Ukraine.
In the world of many internal and external voices, the voice you listen to is the voice that dictates your life. Would you like to discover a clear path to a life of freedom and fulfillment? Then welcome to All About the Voice podcast, where we focus on awareness, alignment, and action in order to live a life of abundance. I am your host, Victoria Rader. Just to be abundantly clear, please make sure that you have already listened to our intro, awareness, alignment, and action episodes. We all yearn for true, genuine abundance. I have found the quantum freedom sequence as a path to lasting prosperity and abundance. We as human beings have seven energy centers, or as I call them, possibility centers, that must be in the aligned flow state for true, lasting abundance in all areas of our life. The quantum freedom sequence starts with opening your heart center, the center of love, until you know that it is possible for you to be loved just as you are. You will find yourself striving through sheer survival, seeking and yet failing to find true significance. Only when you understand and accept that you being here is a sign of divine significance, of Creator's ultimate trust and love for you, can you start opening your heart to the abundant flow of love? Truly, if there was a better way to fill the space-time continuum that you occupy now, the divine intelligence would have done so, no matter by how much marble your light is currently blocked. You are here as you are to open up to all that you are through self-acceptance, compassion, and love. As you recall from the previous episodes, I define love as life-originating vibrant emotion, with emotion being energy in motion. Only through opening yourself to the flow of love can you expend and extend to others the same love without resentment, exhaustion, or limitations. Love indeed makes life possible. Love makes true abundance possible. Love makes everything possible. Balancing the heart possibility center is the light possibility center, opening a path to your true empowerment. God is love, God is light. The universe is love, universe is light. You are love, you are light. I was 5 and I was home with my grandpa Volodya. Mom and dad were both at work, and my grandpa Volodya, my dad's dad, was my main babysitter for the day. You knew better than to upset Grandpa, so I was trying to be quieter than quiet, playing house in the bedroom. I sorted through my toy items and have clearly identified the need for a tiny hanger for my doll. A metal hairpin came very handy and was neatly placed into the electric socket to do the job. Electric shock? Nope. Nothing dramatic happened, like me getting electrocuted and waking up to being surrounded by angels or with superior psychic abilities. At least not then. No, my life was spared from the Ukrainian 230 volts current.
I was spared because of the magic of resistance. The fuses blew, and so did my grandpa upon running in and making sure I was alive. Resistance is a fascinating thing when it comes to power. Each electric device in your house has a different level of resistance. Even though the amount of power coming to it is the same, the inbuilt resistance lowers the power down to different levels of output. A 40 watts light bulb is much dimmer than a 100 watts light bulb. The power to each is the same, but the light level is different based on each light bulb capacity, limited by its resistance. Power and resistance. Figure this relationship out, and you have yourself a formula for enlightenment, for a possibility to live an empowered, enlightened, and abundant life. All of us are born with access to unlimited divine power, to the power of light, to the power that liberates us. Our inner fears, insecurities, and upbringings, our marble, as I call it, create different levels of resistance to that power. We were all born to shine. When we resist this call to shine, we deny the flow of power through us and then learn how to survive by being forced or forceful instead of being empowered. You have a source of inner power within you, both energetically and physiologically. How you connect and direct this power in your life determines how energetic, vibrant, empowered, and abundant you are. Only you hold the dimmer in your hands. Only you can decide whether to turn on the light within you to its full power or to safely dim it down, afraid of being noticed, misunderstood, or judged. The tricky thing is that without connection to that power, we're really left alone to rely upon our own feeble force. Fake it till you make it works only till you can make it no more. The more we try to force ourselves to be what we think others expect us to be, the more disempowered we feel. Today, I invite you to turn on the light within you, to let it shine fully, to stop resisting the divine power within you, asking to be freed, asking to empower you from within. In the words of Robert Adams, quote, "Within you is the light of 1,000 suns," end quote. Turns out, it is pretty literal. Our power center is our light center and is located at our solar plexus. Very appropriately named, a solar light is the very life-giving light that we all as humans are grateful for biologically. The sun, being our star, shines light upon our planet. Its power is indeed immense. Just stepping into the sunlight energizes us after a gloomy day. It triggers biological processes of producing happy hormones and happy feelings. Seasonal depression is related to low exposure to sunlight. No sun, no fun. Sunlight is important. But did you know that inside of you there is a power that not only compares, but possibly supersedes that of the power of the sun? In Mitochondria and the Future of Medicine, Dr. Lee No writes, quote, "Gram per gram, we're likely the most powerful energy producers in the universe. In fact, in an interesting calculation outlined by Nick Lane in his book Power, Sex, Suicide, it seems we produce 10,000 times more energy per gram than the sun every second," end of quote. The miracle of mitochondria, a tiny organelle within each of our cells, produces energy that sustains life by housing the ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is our very own energy transformer. ATP is the very spark of internal energy, the spark of light within, our power source on the cellular level. ATP is a biological home to our spiritual essence. It is a home to our spirit. We're very literal biological beings of light. We're also pure energetic divine beings of light. Light meets light. Energy meets matter. And life as we know it begins. Love, light, abundance. As these two first centers of love and light are freed, the quantum freedom energy flow sequence next goes up to our expression possibility center, to claim our abundance. Physiologically located in your throat area, this center makes it possible for you to express your truth and your inner genius through the love and light that you carry. We express what we feel connected to. If in place of love, we're full of fear, we express fear. If in place of power, we're full of anxiety, we express anxiety. If in place of abundance, we're full of lack, we express lack. The only way to express and live from the place of inner freedom and truth is to connect to our truth, to the very love and light that we are, and to verbally claim abundance through expressing gratitude for what we already have. Notice what you notice. Are you noticing lack of what you would like to have? Or are you expressing gratitude for the abundance you already have? What you notice and how you express it indeed creates your life. Notice, affirm, and express abundance. Love, light, expression. Once expressed, abundance is to be created. We follow the aligned flow down to the creative possibility center located in around our gut area. Einstein said it best, quote, "There is a pattern in creation," end of quote. Our creative center is the possibility center responsible for creating our life, both literally, as in procreation, and energetically, as in creating every moment of our life. Life as it is today is a summary of our past thoughts, feelings, patterns, and actions. You and I in this very moment are a reflection of our past. We might not be able to shift and create a new physical reality in this very moment here and now, but we always can use the present to become aware, to align, and to act in a way that creates future abundance. Shifting the mechanism of creation towards abundance will shift the patterns through which we create our future. The present is indeed the present, the gift to us to create a future of our choice. Our future needs not to repeat our past. Today, we can choose and create a prosperous path. Love, light, expression, creation. Our decision and action steps to create a new abundant reality expand the quantum freedom flow to open our insight possibility center, physiologically extending through up towards our pineal gland in our brain. I love the word insight. It fully discloses what it stands for. Insight, as being able to see, and also insight, as sight that is internal. In, as opposed to external. We're given two physical eyes to perceive our daily reality through vision. We're also given a possibility center for insight, for being able to see the connections between physical and energetic realities, between seen and unseen. Electricity, back to power, cannot be seen but was envisioned and seen through insight prior to being discovered. There are opportunities all around us, but as electricity, they're hidden in plain sight by our lack of insight. In All About the Voice podcast, we interview the guests as a way to expand your understanding and to free your insight possibility center so that you may envision the best opportunities into pure sight. Love, light, expression, creation. Insight. Next comes the Connection Possibility Center, making it possible for us to thrive through connecting all the dots of prosperity. In energy system referred to as root chakra, well, right around your ass. Yep, I said it. Truly, you can fully lean in and describe the path of personal development in a unique and super grounded way. First, by accepting, forgiving, and loving the ass part of ourselves. Second, by motivating and fueling the half-ass part. And third, arriving and celebrating the badass one. Have you told yourself to get off your ass? Has someone not so gently invited you to do so? It is indeed possible to thrive if one gets off their backside as prompted by their insight. In other words, as we move our ass,
our reticular activating system. Then we move our ass, the actual ass, the required action, and we shift our reality. Additionally, it is equally important for us to learn to sit down in our sweet asses and to focus on the grounded connection to who we are and to what matters most. Love, light, expression, creation, insight, connection. Our final possibility center is that of divine knowing, pulsating as the energy center at the top of our head. It invites us to get out of our own way of overthinking and paralysis by analysis and to trust the divine path. Life does make total sense in the rear view. We look back and connect the dots. If dots don't connect yet, we're not yet at a point of looking back. Moving forward rarely is as clear. We make plans, we execute, and sometimes things do go as planned. Often they do not. We get attached to the results and start judging ourselves based on the results instead of efforts. Things turn out well. We feel good about ourselves. Things go rotten. We feel rotten. Getting detached from the results and focusing on the process is very freeing. Instead of agonizing over what will happen a year from now, we're to learn to enjoy every moment we get to in the present. Freeing the possibility center of knowing is to know, to truly know and to trust fully and completely that this very moment matters, that you matter. The more aware you become of who you are underneath all of the marble of life, the more aligned you become with the love and light essence that you are, the more you act in accordance with this knowing, the more grateful you become for the miracle of life at its very moment, for its genuine abundance, the more abundant your life grows spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. Welcome to the quantum freedom flow of awareness, alignment, action, and abundance. Love, light, expression, creation, insight, connection, knowing, a path of true abundance. The voice we listen to is the voice that dictates our life. Our guests have each chosen to listen to the voice that guided them out of lack and fear towards love, light, freedom, and abundance. Thank you for choosing to hear their voices.
This is All About the Voice podcast, and I want to hear your voice. What has been of the greatest value to you today? Share your insight and share this episode with others. All links are in the description. I also want to invite the voice of happiness into your life via our iHappy Daily and iHappy Me apps, our daily energy boosters. You can download these apps, including a free version of iHappy Me, from the Apple App Store or the Google Play App Store. For the voice of daily encouragement, grow with us with our free My Tree of Life Facebook group. If you want to join us in exploring how you can live your life with more freedom, head over to youtoshine.com. That is YU2SHINE.com. I can't wait to get to know you and be a part of your journey of endless possibilities. Thank you again for listening to All About the Voice. I'm Victoria Rader, and I'll see you on the next episode.